it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Titans took down the Jags 28-20 yesterday, but it's not only the beginning of the offseason for the Tennessee Titans, but across the National Football League, it is Black Monday, which we affectionately call it. We've already seen maybe some casualties. Early in the wee hours of the night, we saw Arthur Smith let go in Atlanta. We've seen Ron Rivera let go in Washington. We've seen the Carolina Panthers move on from their general manager. But since then, I haven't seen any news other than those three firings on Black Monday. So I think that's the big question of the day is, will the Titans be participating in Black Monday? There's been a lot of reports that have come out today within just the last few hours. We've seen a lot of reports over the last few days. So this is what we know, at least. We know that Mike Vrabel is not having a press conference today, at least as far as we know. I find that incredibly odd. I find it odd that you have locker clean-out day, that the locker room is going to be open to even speak to whoever you want, and the coach isn't speaking? The general manager's not speaking? Last year, Mike Vrabel spoke on locker clean-out day, so I find it very odd that at least as far as we know, there's no press conference scheduled for Mike Vrabel. There's been a lot of things that have been reported about Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans over the last few days. We had a Tom Pelissero report on NFL.com that Mike Vrabel is slated for regular end-of-year meetings with, you know, perhaps questions about what is going to happen with his future, with Rand Carthon's future with the Tennessee Titans. Tom Pelissero also writes that Vrabel has not approached ownership with any concerns about the structure of the organization or his alignment with general manager Rand Carthon, who was hired from the 49ers in 2022, but that Ryan Cowden really was his preferred general manager. And Jared Stillman also kind of reiterated that on the pregame show yesterday, that he had heard that it was kind of a surprise that Ryan Cowden was not going to be the general manager-elect, if you will. We've seen reports from Jordan Schultz of NFL.com. He reported earlier today that, if I can find it here, the sources say the Titans and Mike Vrabel's future this week. He's interested in the idea of returning to the Patriots should New England part ways with Bill Belichick. We heard from Josina Anderson, who just reported this here just a few minutes ago, that league sources tell her that the league sources say whether they feel about head coach Mike Vrabel continues with the organization amid questions about whether everyone's on the same page in the direction of the future. They just said, in their opinion, I would call it 50-50 right now. Heard from Diana Rossini over the weekend that said, hey, Tom Pelissero said there's going to be meetings with the Titans brass and Mike Vrabel. Diana said there are no such meetings set in place. So that I just threw a whole lot out there of everything
I feel like,
that we've gotten over the weekend.
I feel like we need to take a deep breath. I think
everything we've gotten over the last few weeks. That's
what
we know.
That was an amazing job. That was an amazing job by Caroline to synopsize all those things that we got started.
I don't even know if there's anything to synopsize. It's just stuff.
It's
that's
stuff.
Been thrown out the window, and I think the synopsis is nobody knows what's going on, and everything's up in the air.
I felt like SpongeBob, man. It's just a whole bunch of stuff running through my head when she was saying that. It was just like a fire drill, like, ah!
And that's how I feel. That's how I felt all morning.
But that was very good by you.
Yes, thank you, Willie.
I could not have done that in as short a period of time. But I think all that said, I feel like it's okay to take a day. Like, I feel like you don't have to have a press conference Monday at noon when you just played your last game and it ended at 3 o'clock. They've got some stuff to sort out. There's no question. And especially when you throw in the wild card that has been, speculated by some that maybe a trade could be on the table, at least consideration of a trade. And how many times have we said in the last few weeks, I think there has to be a heart-to-heart with Mike Vrabel and Amy Adams in particular, to say, okay, where's your head right now? And I don't, and on both ways, right? Mike Vrabel asking questions probably to Amy Adams Strunk, like, hey, you still in my corner? Mm-hmm. Still want me? If so, I'm in. I mean, I'm just speculating. It could be, and it could be the other way. Like, hey, Mike, you sure you're in here? You sure you're in? We're going through some tough times here. Tannehill's gone. We got all this money. We got a new stadium in a few years. You want to go through this tough time? And if you want to reset, then we've got some things to consider. I think there's a lot going on with the options. Mm-hmm. So I would be, you know, you don't want to prematurely come out on a Monday and say, okay, here's what we're doing, if you really don't know. So you deserve a little time. You don't have to have anything happen today. It's okay.
It at least confirms to me mm-hmm. that all of these reports, there's probably a good bit of truth to it. That there is a good bit that's still up in the air with the future of Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon with the Titans. If you're not going to come out and have a press conference, I totally get it. If things aren't settled, you're not going to come out and have a press conference. That just confirms that things aren't settled.
I would be stunned if anything regarding Rand Carthon is on the table. I think it's all what Vrabel's outlook is from both sides. His outlook, Amy Adams' outlook, et cetera. That's just my thought. Mm-hmm. I would be stunned. And I think if she were just going to flat out fire Mike Vrabel, then we could have heard something by now. I think it's just how do you sort out how you go from here. I don't think they're just going to pull the plug and announce on Wednesday that he's fired, although it did take a few days before they decided to fire Mike Mularkey, right?
Yeah.
It looked like he was coming back, and then all of a sudden we got these issues with the assistants, and okay, you're gone. So anything can happen.
Well, I mean, Mike pretty much told you what he was thinking. Again, just listen to words. Guys that give you keywords in regards to what they want to do, guys, girls, it don't matter. You talk to them long enough, they will tell you exactly what they want to do or what they're thinking. Mike Vrabel sat here and said, as long as we can win, I want to be here. Who believes this roster, the way it's constructed right now, is in a position to win? I don't think nobody believes that. Now, it could happen. It's the NFL. You know, you can go into a season and, you know, injuries happen with other teams and you find yourself in a position, wham, you know, nobody thought the Houston Texans would win the AFC South.
Right.
But lo and behold, they win the AFC South. So, in theory, yeah, they can win, but realistically, he's telling you, I want to be here as long as we can win. Don't nobody believe around the league this Tennessee Titan, the way it's constructed in regards to their personnel on the field, are in a position to seriously win. They're going to win games. That's going to happen. But are they going to be in the same position next year as they were in this year in the previous years? He's not going to sign up for that. He's not. He's already told you that. So now they got to figure out, okay, what does next season look like for us as far as who's in control, who's, you know, making decisions on personnel, stuff like that, because Vrabel is not coming back if he doesn't believe he can win. And the way where this roster is at right now, the sort of, you know, in regards to who has power, who don't have power, it's so intertwined and messed up, it's just nobody really knows. So who really wants to be a part of a situation where there's no clear-cut authorities? The only authority we know is the owner. But as you start to trickle down underneath the owner, we don't know who's in charge. We don't know who's making decisions. We can assume. We can speculate. We speculated the whole season. We started speculating when Rand Carthon got the job. Mm-hmm. Who's in control? So to me, it's about if he believes, after discussing with Amy and everyone else, Burks and all of them, can he still win here? If he doesn't feel he can still win here, then they're going to have a parting of the ways. That's why everything is like 50-50 now, because there are some in the football world that don't believe this roster can win next year, and they're in a total rebuild. I've said this from the beginning. This team is eyeing 2027, whenever that stadium goes up and they're ready to play in it. That's the eye right there. So we have to make sure we have all our ducks in a row and we head into that season on a winning note, because that's the only way we're going to get the fans and draw the fans in is if we walk into that stadium winning. Are you prepared and are you ready to win right now with the roster that you have? Vrabel's already said, listen, as long as we can win, I'm here. He didn't say, you know, I'm here. It doesn't matter. I want to be here. He caveated with as long as we can win. Pay attention to the words.
So
he's telling.
He wants to be here?
As long as he can win.
Do you think that he believes that they can win?
I don't.
Do you think that he wants to be here?
he wants to be here as long as he can win. Now, whether he believes he can win or not, that's a different story. That's up to him and Amy to sort of figure out and Rand to figure out, can they win? Because he would have never said, as long as we can win, if he didn't believe one way or the other. There's still some thought in his mind, like, can I do enough in the offseason, you know, with this whole collaboration thing?
Right.
Can I do enough collaborating to have a winning roster next year?
Well, and that's the question I have for you. Do you mm-hmm. think he means next year, or can we win big picture? Because to me, it might take 2 years to really build a team.
But he's not in it.
I realize
Vrabel's
that.
Not going. He doesn't want to rebuild.
He doesn't want to rebuild. Exactly. I get, but right now they are in a rebuild. That's just where they are.
To win,
they must rebuild. When you're 7-10 and then 6-11, there's rebuilding to do. Well, especially when your quarterback is moving on, and maybe your franchise, one of your all-time franchise greats, mm-hmm. could be moving on. That's a very tricky question they've got to hit. And they've got resources. Like, they paid the credit card bill. That's the thing that they have going for them that they put off.
They should have never put it off. And that's what
They did bite the bullet mm-hmm. and give themselves more money to spend by not redoing contracts again to push back the credit card bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, they bit the bullet. So that's put them in a better position to go attack what they want to attack this year. I just don't know. Sometimes just that game of free agency is a risky game.
Well,
no matter how much money you try to spend.
They should have did. This was 1 year too late. 1 year too late. They should have did everything. I think that's why the whole speculation of moving on from Derrick Henry and Kevin Byard and possibly even Ryan Tannehill, that's why it was so big in the summer. Because I think Rand was like, let's just do it now. Because realistically, if you look at this roster, we're not going to win. We may slip into the playoffs. Yes, we may win the AFC South. Why? Because many felt it was just a bad division. It turned out to be an okay division. It wasn't worse. It wasn't as bad like we thought it would be. But I believe Rand's thing was, let's start it now. If we can get trades for these guys, let's do it. Let's not just outright cut them. If we can get trades for these guys, let's do it. Let's start it now so we can at least be a year into it. But I'm sure Vrabel probably said, no, that's not what I want to do. So you keep Byard, you keep Henry, you keep Tannehill. And then it comes to a point in the season where you're not winning. And Rand's like, we got to make a move with one of these guys. We ain't doing it with Derrick Henry. We got to do it with Kevin Byard. You waited because you didn't want to sit through a true rebuild. You wanted to hold on to these assets and said, we can win with these guys. Well, you didn't do enough on the offensive line, so it got your quarterback hurt. That's one down. And then your defense is not playing great. They're dropping like flies. That's two down. And now you just got your running back. He can't do anything because the offensive line's horrible. You should have did this last season. We wouldn't be talking about this now. Now he's thinking, Vrabel's thinking, damn. Man, we should have did it. But I'm only here as long as we can win. He know they can't win. That's why he threw that out there. Vrabel is very calculated. These coaches, these GMs, when they say things, they're very calculated in what they say. He said that for a reason. I don't think he believes this team can win moving forward. Now, whether he gets out of the contract or not, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But this team in the position that they're in, I don't believe they can win to a point next year where they're going to be one of the talked about teams in the NFL. They're going to be riding high in the playoffs, and they can make a true push to the Super Bowl. I don't think they're there.
Okay, so let's take that as what we kind of agree. It's going to be tough to turn it around in 1 year, right? Mm-hmm. After you've...
But it can happen. I'm not saying it won't.
There's a lot of things that can happen.
Exactly.
But this is a team that's been in a window for about 5 years with the same nucleus of players. Mm-hmm. And the window is, that era is over. This is a new era that is starting. So do you want to go through and start a new era in the same place? Let's take the other side of the coin that you hear sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if it's true or not. Nothing's come from Vrabel, but you hear a lot of speculation. He's intrigued about maybe being the next guy in New England. Let's just take that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about starting from scratch there. Like, you think you might have the quarterback here, and that can go a lot of different directions. Is Will Levis Andy Dalton? Is Will Levis
but he
a
gets
franchise
to pick
quarterback?
His guy.
Well, yeah.
He gets to pick his guy, his quarterback. If he goes to New England, he gets to pick his quarterback.
Did right.
He
not but
pick
you are.
His, did he not pick Will Levis?
No, I don't think he picked. If he would have picked Will Levis, you would have got him in the first round.
I would agree that if you view that guy as the future franchise quarterback of your team, mm-hmm. that you would take him in the first round.
Yes.
But if this truly is a collaboration like we're being sold, surely Mike Vrabel had a say.
Well,
but,
he wasn't
regardless
guy.
Though. Regardless, though, don't you think Mike Vrabel kind of likes what he sees from Will Levis to a degree? Like, we never know. Like, he's not Dan Marino, instant sensation mm-hmm. kind of thing, but he could grow into a pretty good quarterback. I think it's a tough thing when you go to a new spot, even if it is New England, and you feel like the organization has all the resources mm-hmm. and they're going to back you. That is a
Robert
tricky,
Kraft's going to spend money.
Right, Will but Amy's they are spending. Starting from scratch. They have nothing. Tell me the best players on the Patriots. Right,
they're going to have their quarterback. That's all they care about but right now.
Do they know that quarterback's going to be any good?
Hey, who knows quarterbacks are going to be?
I mean, is Bryce Young going to be good?
We don't know. That's why they changed his coaches. That's why they fired their coach in
if he's your first,
Carolina.
I know, but if he's your first pick overall, aren't you a little worried after the first year?
I think that's why the GM just got fired this
exactly.
morning. Is because David Tepper watched what C.J. Stroud did this season and said, we could have had him.
So there's an X factor, mm-hmm. even when you say we can get our pick of the litter at quarterback. There's risk involved.
Well,
you don't know.
I believe it's different in regards to New England because I think because there's a history with that team. He wouldn't go there because Robert Kraft, if Bill Belichick doesn't stay, Robert Kraft is not then going to give the next coach the autonomy to do whatever he wants. He wants, as I heard it this morning, he wants his team back, not necessarily from Kraft, but, you know, Shannon and the guys and girls were talking about, you know, the movements within New England. You want to sort of either relinquish some of Bill's power or whatnot, or you just want to move away from why? Because you want your team back. Your team has been held by another guy for almost 20 years. Now you want your team back. You're not then going to hire another guy and give him those same powers. You're not going to do that. I don't care who it is. You want your team back. You're going to set up the structure that just about every NFL team goes by, GM, head coach, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. You make the decision. You talk with the head coach. We'll get you the players, but we're doing the scouting. That's how I believe New England wants it back. Now, does Mike want to go into that situation?
That's a good
I
question.
I don't know.
That's another good question.
I don't know. I don't believe Mike has as much power as we think he does. I don't. I just don't. I think now looking at, you know, what has come out and Cowden was supposed to be the guy, I don't think it's so much about power. And Jared and I discussed this yesterday on the pregame show. I think it's about you basically lied to us. You lied to me. You said this guy was going to be the guy. If indeed the report is true, mm-hmm. you said this guy would be the guy, and then all of a sudden you change on us and you hire Rand Carthon. I don't have anything against Rand Carthon. I'm not upset with him.
But I'm
upset with the organization for doing that.
Which would align with a lot of reports that we've heard that Mike Vrabel is unhappy with the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not necessarily his relationship with Rand, but it's
I don't
going
think it has anything
beginning.
To do with Rand.
I think it's the fact that Rand isn't Ryan Cowden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Possibly. And we don't know if Ryan Cowden would have done any better, but also he's had a chance to work with Rand for a year, and he's had a chance to evaluate and say, is this the guy I want to hitch my wagon to? Because here's what happens. If he goes to New England and they bomb the first seven games and they're 2-5 and they're really struggling, he's still the new guy. He's legendary Super Bowl ring Mike Vrabel starting a new era in New England. He's going to have time.
Oh, he'll get a couple of years in New England.
If they go 2-5 here next year.
It's up. It's
and done. And people are saying, well, he's had a say in the roster. This is his team. Even though, in my mind, mm-hmm. and this is what I've been selling since last summer, this was going to be a new era. 2024 will be a new era for the Titans, regardless of who the coach is, because the window is shut. Mm-hmm. They're moving forward from the Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill era. Kevin Byard, throw him in there. That trio. That's how I would define it. This is a new era. But I don't think people are going to see that unless the team does a really good job of saying exactly that. That, hey, forget about everything you saw before. This is a new team. We're staying with the same coach. It's a tough sell. You got to be very careful on how you sell it. But I think Mike Vrabel probably deep down knows if they struggle next year because they're retooling,
he's
they
got to
do.
No,
he's
going to
be in a serious hot seat.
Yeah. He cannot.
And he's got to have that conversation with Amy.
He cannot take the. He cannot continue at his post unless he has a serious conversation with Miss Amy. Amy, like, okay, we're in a rebuild. Now, whatever goes on in this season, I'm a coach my ass off.
But don't come back to me after but, for no, 2-5.
Yeah,
don't come back to me 2-5 and fire me.
Don't fire me in the middle of the season. But you can't, even if she says, Mike, you know what? I'm not going to do it. You can't trust her.
No.
That's right.
Because she fired John Robinson in the middle of the season.
She fired John Robinson.
Emotions take over.
And then you, based on speculations and reports, Cowden was the guy, and then he's not the guy. So how then can you believe an owner? I'm not saying that it's true. I'm saying that if the report is true, you can't go into next season. There's no definite about next season. Only definite is if you go into 2-5, your ass is on the line. Mm-hmm. You might get fired.
I think your ass is on the line at the beginning of the season.
I don't even – if I'm Vrabel, I don't want to be in that situation. I'd rather go somewhere else, start fresh, where they're going to give me at least 2 to 3 years to build this thing back up. And what better place than New England? I'm not saying he's going there, but at least New England – would give him a few years to sort of build this thing up.
If you were Vrabel, that's how you would feel.
Yeah, that's how I would feel. If you've told me, this is my guy, and then all of a sudden I get blindsided and you hire another guy, I'm not mad at the other guy. I'm upset and disappointed at you because you led me to believe that he's the guy. And we were structuring everything around him being the guy, and then all of a sudden he's not the guy. So why am I going to trust you or believe you?
It's a great point because I do think this is a rebuild, but people won't see it that way if he's at the helm
exactly
next year. And that's tough. That's tough. I think there's a very decent chance they could struggle next year, but that would be on the coach. And if you have a brand new coach, it would be much more easy for everybody, the fans, the media, to say, well, this is a new chapter in Titans history. It's hard to move on if it's the same coach.
D-Mace brings up how you need to have a conversation with Amy Adams Drunk. This is on NFL Network. Now, the headline is Mike Vrabel and the Titans will discuss future this week. Teresa Walker also tweeted out that we will not get Mike Vrabel today, but she was told that we'll get Mike Vrabel later this week. So that timeline kind of aligns. I would assume that that meeting that Tom Pelissero and Adam Schefter reported is going to happen between Amy Adams Drunk, Mike Vrabel, and Rand Carthon is going to happen sometime later this week. And we'll hear of what this power structure is going to look like next season for the Tennessee Titans later on this week. But what I want to get into coming up next is all of these reports that we've heard about the Titans, about Mike Vrabel, about if he's happy, if he's not, the meetings that they're going to have, the meetings that they might not have. What do we make of it? And if we had to say today what we think is going to happen, what is that? What we think should happen, what is that? We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, we'll get into your thoughts as well. Wild day in the National Football League. We are drinking news from a fire hose. We are right there with you, and we'll keep you updated with every single tidbit of information as soon as we can. We'll take your thoughts. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace. We're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
It's a little more surprising to see on the list, starting with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. What are you hearing?
Well, here's what I'd like to say. This one is truly up in the air. Now, I'm going to say leaning safe out of respect to the type of coach that Mike Vrabel's been and all that he's accomplished. But I can tell you that this situation is unsettled. There is no solution. And there are going to be organizational meetings at some point, maybe as early as this week, that to determine whether Mike Vrabel moves on or whether he stays. There's been speculation that he'd like to leave. He has said that he'd like to stay. There's been speculation that he could be traded away. Obviously, we know the ties to New England in the past. We'll say leaning safe, but his future is very much in question.
That was Adam Schefter on Sunday NFL Countdown yesterday. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, we're broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com. So we heard from Adam Schefter yesterday that they've have meetings in place to talk about their future. The future is in question. That was reiterated in a report put out by Josina Anderson here just a few minutes ago. Of she talked to a lot of league sources. A lot of them said, hey, right now I would say that Vrabel's future is 50-50, which I think we're all kind of feeling that right now. It could go in one way or another. So Adam Schefter talks about these meetings that were in place. Tom Pelissero had a breakdown on NFL.com. Reiterated the same sentiment that there are meetings in place to talk about their future. But what do we make of Diana Russini's tweet yesterday when she put out, after the Adam Schefter and Tom Pelissero reports, she put this out yesterday. While conversations are expected at the end of any season between NFL owners, GMs, and head coaches, it seems normal. I was told by multiple high-ranking sources there is currently no meeting set between Titans ownership, general manager Rand Carthon, and head coach Mike Vrabel. Assuming that her source is Mike Vrabel, assuming that Adam Schefter and Tom Pelissero's sources are not Mike Vrabel, what do we make of that?
Okay, say that. Repeat that again, because I'm listening to the words again, but repeat it again.
Diana's tweet?
Diana's tweet.
While conversations are expected at the end of any season between NFL owners, GMs, and head coaches, I was told by multiple high-ranking sources there is currently no meeting set between Titans ownership, general manager Rand Carthon, and head coach Mike Vrabel.
And they're probably right. There's probably no meeting set with all of them, but they're going to meet individually, you know. And I think the most important meeting is Amy with the head coach. We don't all need to have a meeting together, because this is not about everybody. This is about the head coach. GM ain't going nowhere. You just hired him. So he's not going anywhere. The head coach is the one you need to be having a meeting with, and they will have the meeting. But as far as all of them together, again, it's wordplay. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. There's no set schedule to meet with all three of them together. Just listen to the words. But individually, yeah, I'm having them, because that is the way business is done in the NFL. You have a in-season meeting, well, after the season, end of the season meeting, excuse me, with everyone.
It's standard.
It's standard. So you're going to have a meeting with John Robinson. You're going to have a meeting with Mike. You're going to have a meeting with Rand. Then you're going to have a meeting with everybody else. That's standard. But you haven't put together a meeting with everybody in the same room. Why? Because this is not a everybody situation. This is really head coach, owner. We need to discuss some things moving forward. All these speculations coming out, whether he wants to be here or not. He wouldn't mind going to New England, all this stuff. I don't need to talk to Rand with you. I need to just talk to you. Now, if we find out, or we discuss and you want to be here and that's not understanding, now everybody, let's have a meeting together and talk about how we proceed. But first, I'm going to have a one-on-one. You know, if Chase has meetings with us, but he also has meetings with us individually, right? And you're going to have a meeting with Willie. You're going to have a meeting with Caroline and myself. And then all together, collectively, we're going to have a meeting. But maybe that meeting isn't set up until we have the individual meetings. So the speculations or the what Diana said is completely right. But it's not the whole story. That's the way I look at it. So the meetings between each individual will happen this week. But as far as collectively, it's not going to happen until we find out exactly what we're going to do with our head coach.
I agree. And that's why I don't really worry about a vague tweet that's got a lot of what exactly does she mean. I mean, it's almost like the tweet is put out there to try to get people
distracted.
Distracted and speculating and wondering. We don't know.
But I think it's based off of her reporting. I don't think that she would put something out
there. It's not a very clearly worded tweet. Like, what is she saying? We don't know. It's mixed messages. It could have you thinking different things. And that, to me, is a report with a lot of holes in it. I'd like to see an article that has more detail in it. Maybe we'll find out more. But I tend to agree with you, D-Mace. Nothing can really happen. I don't think any meeting needs to happen with Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel until we know where are we going. Because here's the thing. Mike Vrabel is a very respected head coach. Yesterday should tell you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. They played hard. And I think we need to differentiate games where they got blown out and whether they played for Mike Vrabel. I don't think there was really a game where they just laid down and quit on him. I think that he is a good head coach. They continue to play for Mike Vrabel. He has not lost this team. He's a good head coach. The question is, does he want a reset? Does he want the Peter Laviolette? Is it time for him to do that? And if so, he's got 2 years left on his contract. He's a commodity. And that, to me, is where Amy Adams has got to be smart. If they both come to the mutual conclusion that this is a new era, do you want to be part of this rebuild? And Mike Vrabel says, hey, like you said in the last segment, D-Mace, don't come back to me if we're 2-5 or 2-6 mm-hmm. and say, well, what's going on, Mike? And then fire me, because the reality is that's what would be going on, mm-hmm. right? That's just the reality of the business. Mike Vrabel knows that. So he might want to reset. Well, then you got to get something from Mike Vrabel. I don't think just firing him and letting somebody else get him for nothing is a smart move. That's why then you got to get into this whole discussion. How do you go about trading a coach? Who does it? Does Rand Carthon broker it? Who are the people around Amy Adams that can talk to other teams? Who would you have that conversation with the Patriots, if that's an obvious partner potentially? You hear about the Patriots wanting to trade Bill Belichick. There's all kinds of things going on here.
Yeah, and one thought on the team, because you're right. That team yesterday, the Titans played like not like there was nothing on the line. Like, they played hard. They played well. That was probably the best game we've seen, the most complete game we've seen from the Titans, if not all season long, in a long time. But I do have to question, you know, how much of it is the team playing for Vrabel and how much is it professionals doing their jobs? Like, this isn't 16-year-olds on the JV team that aren't going to the playoffs and are getting blown out by, you know, insert local high school here. Like, they're getting paid millions of dollars. There's a certain expectation as an NFL player. Now, Mike Vrabel doesn't get no credit for that, because I think that he absolutely gets credit for keeping a team motivated and focused. But also, they're professionals. It's part of it, too, is probably them auditioning for other jobs. Mm-hmm. But sure. as far as Mike Vrabel is concerned, you bring up a fair point. Does Mike Vrabel want to be here? But I think the other question, too, is does Amy want him here? Do they still believe in Mike Vrabel? I mean, you don't have a very good record in the last season and a half. Do you feel encouraged that Mike Vrabel is still the guy moving forward? I think that's another important question that you have to bring up as well. That if I'm Amy Adams Drunk, I don't know.
And if you do, then still you have to understand that he is a commodity. And he's an asset, and you should get something from that asset.
Well, you want to get something from him, for him, but can you? And how much will you get?
I think you have to explore it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to explore it, but if I know you're going to get rid of something, why would I then pay for it? I just wait for you to get rid of it, and then
go
get it.
That's the trick.
And if you're Amy, I don't think that you can say, okay, well, if we have an offer, we're going to trade him. But if we don't get an offer, we're just going to run it back with him next year. I don't think that shows a whole lot of confidence.
Okay, but is that not what the Predators did? They kind of hung out. Mm-hmm. Barry Trotz waited. Everyone was like, what's going on? Is John Hines back? Is he back? Barry Trotz wasn't worried about that. And then he found his man, and he was like, okay, this is the guy I want.
But I don't think
it was kind of cold-blooded, but he did it.
I don't think
are they in a better spot now?
But yes, they are. But I think Barry knew who he wanted in his mind. Like, okay, this is an ideal situation. This is the guy that I want. But I'm going to take my time, as I said I would. I'm not going to rush into this thing. I'm not sure Amy knows exactly the guy she would go out and get to coach her team. And frankly, she can't do anything right now until the season's over with. You can't interview anyone. You can't broker a trade between coaches and all this other stuff. So whatever you're going to do, it has to be done as you're doing sort of this back channel intel, getting, you know, everybody's putting names in a hat. Who would we love to have? This guy got fired. What coordinator could we possibly go out and get? So even before you make that decision on Vrabel, in this business, you gotta have at least 3 or 4 guys on your list that you can go to and say, these are our candidates. As soon as we do it, we got to know
who
we're going after.
Great point.
Because we can't do it, and then all of a sudden we got to do the search.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, let's take that a little bit further. If Amy Adams is sitting there going, for one reason or another, either it's coming from Vrabel, let's just say it's mutual, that it's time to redo this. And you think about a trade, and what's our timetable? If we can't do a trade, then we just got to cut them loose. Who are the people out there that we can go get? Here's my question. Is that all on Rand Carthon to find you a new coach? He's a new general manager. He's young. Is that the kind of – do you want to put all of that on his shoulders? And I've always asked this question. I don't know if there's an answer. Amy Adams, from what I understand, this is all mostly coming from Floyd Reese and what he would tell me about her growing up. It's not like she grew up in the, you know, always hanging around her dad, learning football. She kind of got into the game late, and she's done an outstanding job, I think, with her enthusiasm, her commitment. She took the leadership reins when the family was a mess. The ownership was a mess after Bud Adams died. She deserves a lot of credit. But I don't know that she's got the Jerry Jones, gene, whatever you want to talk. Does she really have a desire as a football person to go find coaching candidates? And if not, does she have other people around her in the front office that do? I don't know anybody off the top of my head that has that talent other than Rand.
Well, I think it's
in the stable.
Well, you have to.
Like, who's that inner circle that's talking to her about these big, big decisions?
I'm sure she has.
Away from everybody else. Well,
I'm sure she has, you know, one person or a group of people or people she can, you know, throw stuff off of and get some advice. I do truly believe she wants the best coach for this franchise.
Sure.
She wants to win.
Nobody would question that.
She's invested. But if you're going to part ways with McVrabel, you have to allow Rand Carthon to have say in who the next coach is. Because if you don't, you're going to run into the same problem you did this go around.
Exactly. That you cannot just continue to bring in people plucked off of the street without without consulting. You don't want to happen in the future what it looks like is happening with Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel in the way that all of the hirings kind of fell out. But coming up next, we have a little bit of tea. Jared Stillman has some tea, and he will join us and share that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, we've got a lot of Titans news, a lot of reports coming out over the last couple of days, the last couple of hours. It is Black Monday in the NFL. Will the Titans be participating? We have yet to see. But Jared Stillman has some Titans tea, and he joins us now. Jared, the floor is yours.
Thank you, guys. First of all, I don't know, like, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it may be.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So I just got off the phone with a league source, and I say, okay, what's going on with the Titans? And I was told, as it stands right now, the meetings with Mike Vrabel and ownership and that will be taking place, Mike Vrabel is going to go to ownership, and he is going to request that they have somebody that is over he and Rand Carthon. So somebody, and the names that were thrown out to me were, you know, and somebody used Floyd Reese as an example, or Mark Dominic, or Rick Spielman, who's going to be assisting with the search in Washington, so he would be out. But that kind of guy to be over the two of them so that there is somebody who has final say. Vrabel does not want final say in the organization on the roster. He is not planning, according to my league source, of asking the asking ownership for final say on the roster. Vrabel does not want to be the general manager. Vrabel also is interested, from what I've been told, in maybe more of the defined delegation of roles to the assistant general managers, Chad Brinker and Anthony Robinson, instead of a, hey, we'll all get together and we'll all work together and do everything. It's more like, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want that kind of thing out there. Vrabel does want, with that, whomever they get to have final say, Vrabel does want to have a voice in the room, but he doesn't want to have that final say. I've also been told Washington could be an option for Vrabel as well as New England. And do not rule out Vrabel being fired today. Apparently, there have been some blow-ups, as I've been told in the past, between ownership and Vrabel, and they don't know how this is going to go. But I was told do not rule out him getting fired today, as, again, it sounds like that's what he's planning to present to ownership or has already presented to ownership or is currently presenting to ownership. That's what he plans on asking for. So do not rule out Vrabel being fired today as a possibility.
So, Jared, there is no, per Diana's report, there is no meeting scheduled with all of them together, because her report was sort of vague. Yeah, she was right, but it was like, it's semantics. Yeah, you're right about the meeting altogether, but there are going to be individual meetings with Amy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, to your point, the word you used was semantics. I think that's pretty, like, good. Like, there's always meetings with the coach and the owner. And, you know, like we said yesterday, Derek, Andy Reid is going to be meeting at the end of the year with the Hunt family.
Exactly. Everybody meets.
This is different.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, Jared, Vrabel would like a structure that has basically a president of football ops or something like that. Rand Carthon would still be the GM, Vrabel still the coach, but you have maybe
like
an overseer.
So, yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking back to when they brought Jeff Diamond in, and the salary cap was still kind of a new thing, and that was kind of what Diamond brought to the table, where Floyd Reese, I think, was a little bit more of the old school, still learning the nuances of the salary cap and stuff like that. I think that had sort of mixed results. They had great success when Jeff Diamond was in there, but I'm not sure that's what Mike Vrabel has his eye on here. I'm not sure what that would accomplish, but that is an intriguing thing, because it's almost forcing the hand of Amy Adams saying, well, I don't want to do that. Well, then I don't want to be here. Is that really what you're getting at?
I was told that Mike Vrabel's frustrations are not with Rand Carthon specifically, but they are with the business model with which the Titans are operating.
A couple questions here. One,
I may not have answers, by the
and
way.
That's okay. I'm throwing the questions out, and if you don't have I don't have answers about anything today.
Yeah. Well, you just threw that out there, Jared. That's interesting. The business model. So what does that mean? Just resources to address?
I think it's the collaboration of we're going to get together, and we're going to decide, and we're going to come together with an agreement, as opposed to somebody that has the authority at the end of any discussion to say, this is what we're going to do.
So my question is that a change of feeling from Mike Vrabel, that he was on board for this, but after this past year, he realizes there needs to be a third person, authoritative figure, so to speak, that has final say? Or did Mike Vrabel feel this way and have concerns about this business model from the jump, and this past year kind of confirmed it?
So I'm going to tie some of this in with, you know, what I said yesterday on the pregame show, which was I was told from a league source, a different league source, that Mike Vrabel thought that Ryan Cowden was going to be the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, and that Ryan Cowden thought that Ryan Cowden was going to be the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, and that those two were going to work together to collaborate and build a team. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like, surprise! Rand Carthon's our general manager. And that there was some frustration and maybe some trust issues that were built around that. What I was told was that Mike Vrabel just wants to coach football. I was told that he just wants, and that maybe he learned a little bit after this year, that maybe he would just be better off in his lane of just coaching the football. But he does want to be depended on by whoever ends up making the final decisions on the team's roster. He wants them to depend on him, to lean on him, but he does not, from what I was told, does not want to be the guy who has final say and that runs the operation and everything else.
So where does that leave Rand? And I'm not saying from the standpoint of, you know, he may be dismissed from his role as GM or not, but where does that leave him in all of this? Because you got to meet with Vrabel to discuss whether you want to seriously be here or not. And nobody really knows. And then obviously you're going to have talks with everybody else. But where does that leave Rand?
So I was told not to rule out what this could mean for Rand one way or another, because let's not kid ourselves. And this is what the league source said to me. If they bring in a president of football operations to go above both of them, well, what's that say to Rand Carthon?
And what's Rand's job?
Right. I mean, at that point, and let's not, again, and I'm just relaying what I heard. This is not my opinion. The narrative, whether it's true or not, that Rand Carthon was a league mandated minority hire to the Titans, that narrative is out there. And I think that, again, the idea of bringing somebody in and sticking them above Rand with that narrative out there was something that perhaps, as the league source put to me, would indicate, if that in fact was the fact, that the Titans are not firing Rand, but they're bringing somebody in above Rand that would kind of point to that.
It's an interesting theory. Mandated to me would be a strong word. I can't imagine that you would just say you have to do this, but I think there was clearly an initiative, and the Titans saw an opportunity, liked Rand Carthon. But let's go with however you got there. Mm-hmm. Let's use a baseball example. Kim Ng from the Miami Marlins. Wizard this past year. No resources. Derek Jeter said, I'm out of here, man. You guys don't want to win. You're not spending any money. She took whatever she could, got them into the playoffs, which was an amazing story. But they did exactly that to her, right? Mm-hmm. They brought in another – they wanted to bring in another person that would have some say over her. And she said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm out. Just kind of in your thing, Jared, of what message does it send? It sent a pretty clear message to Kim Ng. And she was like, I don't want to be here then. If I'm not the GM and I can't make the decisions, I just did about as good a job as you can do with what you gave me. So that tells me all I need to know. I don't know how Rand Carthon would feel about it.
I to that point, you know, I joke around with this all the time about, you know, general manager, president of operations, whatever you want to call it. I now they've gotten so many, there's so many titles. I'm like, who is the player picker? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Who's the player?
That's
who's
title.
Who's the player picker around here? And my guess is that Vrabel wants somebody to be designated as the player picker, however you want to call it. And Vrabel wants that person to be above both he and Rand Carthon. And
well, Rand's not the GM then, if that's the case.
Yeah, it honestly sounds like Mike Vrabel wants a babysitter.
Exactly.
Well, he would be the GM by title, which would be important. But at the same time, if I'm Rand Carthon, I'm saying, okay, I'm the GM, but now I'm still answering to this. And Amy Adams is saying, oh, so you want me to bring in another person that he's got to pay, that she's got to pay, I don't know, $1 million, $2 million? Like, you're not bringing in some new guy. You're going to bring in an experienced person that maybe can fill the gaps, right, that can complement Rand Carthon. It could work, but that's not a cheap move. It's an interesting thought. Like, I think it could work, but that's a complicated formula, shall we say.
There would be one name, and this is complete conjecture with what I'm saying. Did not hear this from a source. There's one name that might make sense for this, and I do think this guy was a good general manager and probably doesn't get the respect. But Thomas Dimitrov, who was the Falcons general manager when they blew that Super Bowl lead, he hired Rand Carthon into the Falcons organization years and years and years ago. He was in New England when Mike Vrabel was in New England. I wonder if somebody like that who's got a relationship with both of them could be that kind of guy that could oversee it. But at the same time, if they bring somebody in above both of them, Vrabel doesn't really get a demotion because Vrabel's still on the sidelines, still got the same contract, still wearing the headset, still doing the press conferences. It would be hard not to view this as a demotion to Rand Carthon if they were to do what Vrabel wants. And the other thing that I want to stress that I was told was do not rule out Vrabel getting fired in all of this, though there is a lot of money that is at stake if they were to just fire him.
And I think that's one aspect of this that's massive. A couple questions, which again, you probably won't have, you might not have answers to. You might. One, are these the only conditions that if Mike Vrabel goes into this meeting and proposes this, is this the only condition with which Mike Vrabel would want to remain with the Titans? That if they don't bring in kind of this third party overseer between, you know, Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon, if that's a no-go from Amy, is that a no-go from Vrabel?
I have not heard that one way or another. I have no insight on that.
Second question, if it is on the table that Mike Vrabel could get fired today, do you know from this league source if Amy Adams Strunk is having trade conversations?
I do not know that either.
Okay.
It should be noted, though, on the trade front. I want to make – this is a pretty important point. The Titans are actively, I believe, being sued by Ray Horton, the old defensive coordinator who they interviewed for the head coaching job, and Mike Mularkey went on a podcast saying that Horton interviewed for the job and Mularkey knew that he was getting it. And so the unfair hiring practices of the Titans, as we all remember a couple years ago, came under scrutiny. If the Titans were to trade Vrabel, you're not allowed to interview external candidates in person until after the divisional round of the playoffs. That's a new rule. Plus, there have to be two external minority hires that have to, or minority interviews that have to be done in order to meet the criteria of the Rooney Rule. So, for instance, if the Titans and Patriots, and again, using this as an example, were to decide on a trade of Vrabel to New England, what would have to happen is the Patriots would have to interview two minority external candidates and then wait till the divisional round of the playoffs and hope that the Titans don't change their mind and then end up executing the trade. The Titans would have to do the same thing and then try to find their replacement for Mike Vrabel. Well, the replacement for Mike Vrabel could get snatched up while all of this is going on, and I don't think the Titans, for instance, could invite in Marvin Lewis and David Shaw at Stanford or from Stanford and say, hey, let's interview these two guys. We're not going to hire as head coaches, but it says that we did that because the scrutiny of an insincere minority hire might not look very good given the situation where the Titans currently see themselves.
Right. Okay,
so a trade's very complicated.
It's complicated.
It's incredibly complicated. So, Jared, just to recap, if you wouldn't mind reiterating what you heard from this leak source.
Vrabel is meeting with ownership, and he wants somebody over he and Rand, possibly a president of football operations. Vrabel does not want final say on the roster, but Vrabel does want a voice with the man who has final say, or woman, that has final say over the roster. Vrabel does not want to be the team's general manager. Do not rule out Vrabel being fired by ownership as a result of these meetings. Washington could be an option for Mike Vrabel as well as New England if he were to go somewhere else. And Mike Vrabel would like a more direct, trying to think of the right way to say this, a more direct delegation of duties amongst the assistant general managers, Chad Brinker and Anthony Robinson.
A lot to unpack there. Jared, appreciate you. Appreciate your insight. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good, guys. See ya.
Appreciate ya. All right, lots to unpack there. Let's react to that, to Jared's report from a league source about the future of Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that coming up next. We'll also get into your reaction as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie DeMace, 1025-1063 The Game.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.